This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for sitting in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're still having some issues with some schools and some school districts not being able to open up. And look, I could see both sides. Okay, I'm not here to kind of debate, you know, who's wrong and, you know, who's not wanting to get back and teach our kids or who's wanting to put the kids, the teachers' lives at risk. We're not here to discuss that. We're here to discuss some objective issues that some of the schools are having. Now, we had arbitrarily come up with a 6 feet social distancing. That 6 feet was decided right early on last spring that you needed to stand away from somebody about 6 feet to avoid getting COVID. Now, many of us medical providers are like, there's air conditioning, there's wind, there's sneezes, there's really. So the 6 feet has been debated, but 10 feet would have been a real big pain in the butt. So a lot of us in the medical profession are like, you know what, we'll go with it. It's fine. You want 6 feet? CDC wants 6 feet. We'll do 6 feet. And the CDC has made recommendations on school reopening saying keep the kids at 6 feet. So when you practically try to make that happen, all right, I don't know about you guys, but in my neck of the woods, the average classroom size is about maybe 1,000 to 1,200 square feet. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't taken a tape measure. But in order to put 25 kids in that sort of room, you can't keep the desks 6 feet apart. So what the schools have had to do for some of them that have opened is they've repurposed the gym, they've repurposed the cafeteria, but still, how do you keep the kids 6 feet apart with their desks? There's not enough square footage at the schools. So health experts, doctors, officials have been saying, guys, do the kids really need to be 6 feet? Can't they be three? You're not going to fit 25 or 30 kids into a classroom, which, by the way, I do have a problem with. I do not like a 30-to-1 teacher ratio, student-to-teacher ratio. I think that's a problem. That's, you know, it's really, really hard. I taught a class size of about 180, and I memorized all the students' names, forgot a couple of them, right, accidentally, you know, miscalled one versus the other. But for the most part, 180 in a classroom was already kind of too much. I can't imagine less square footage with kids running around the place and, you know, trying to shout out the answer. You know, when you teach medical students, they fall asleep. But, you know, when you teach little kids, they sometimes are really engaged. They're like, oh, you're amazing. I love my students. My students are good. They're going to match next week, so I'm all excited. Oh, my baby doctors. So some, like the American Academy of Pediatrics has spoken out saying, can't kids be 3 feet social distancing? The World Health Organization, it has come out saying for kids, it could be 3 feet social distancing. So my guess is the CDC is going to probably be asked to weigh in on having a different sort of approach to where the desk could be with kids at school. Because you just don't have enough square footage. And the weather is still pretty bad. Like this weekend, we are going to be seeing major snowstorms throughout the country. I live in Vegas, and we actually had snow here. I was like, hey, snow. It was really nice. We had snow and rain, and we had grapple, and we had some hail. So we got to feel like we got, you know, we were winter folk. You know, and in Vegas, you know, it's nice weather most of the year until it's super hot, but we never get to feel like we get snow. So once you get some snow, you're like, yeah, man, we're like back east back here. The back easters are like, no, you're not back east, okay? You're in southern Nevada, and you got a couple snowflakes. But we're all excited. We were all losing our minds on the freeway. We're like, hey, let's take pictures of the snow. So if the weather's bad, you can't really have students outside. You know, and then there's a lot of distractions outside because you got the little birdies and you got the little bunnies and you got squirrels and then you got the allergies. So, you know, maybe kids don't really need to be separated by 6 feet. 3 feet might be enough. And I've spoken to teachers. I've spoken to teachers who have already gone back. They said these kids don't social distance. I mean, they are drawn to each other. Kids need to touch each other. Kids need to, you know, hug. I've seen adults. Adults are like, oh, these kids can't control themselves. Adults can't either. You know how many adults I've seen hug and kiss and smack each other on the butt when they come into a restaurant? And I'm like, wait a second, where's the 6 feet? So, yeah, like, well, no, that's only within a household. You guys just came from two different households. So, you know, if we're having an issue with kids going back to school and there's no room, well, then maybe we do need to kind of revisit the guidelines, because from the pediatric population, they aren't at that higher risk. Already the Illinois Department of Education School Board, they've already changed the desk to 3 feet. So you already see some school boards going, look, you know, we appreciate what the CDC said, but we cannot only have a classroom with 10 desks. We have these kids coming back to school. Where are we going to fit them? And when it comes to teacher safety, if the teachers get vaccinated and the kids are still wearing the masks and at 3 feet social distancing, we're still protecting the teachers as much as we can. Now, some critics are saying, look, if you have all 25 kids come back to the classroom or all 30 kids come back to the classroom, now these teachers are going to be at risk. Yes, it could be. Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't want an overcrowded classroom, but on the flip side, then what happens with flu? What happens with other coughs and colds? What happens with staff? So are we saying that we are going to, from here on out, have kids completely apart forever, or is it just for COVID? If it's just for COVID, you know, you're going to have to kind of come up with a better argument, because there's tons of other pathogens also, and it doesn't make any sense to be doing all this for just one single pathogen. So much of the guidance that we have seen has said if a teacher is unvaccinated, to still be 6 feet from others. But in terms of the kids being next to themselves, the 3 feet might suffice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to apologize. Yesterday I had said it was going to be the first press conference we were going to have with Joe Biden, and it wasn't a press conference. I apologize. I said it was going to be a press conference. So it was a speech. It was a nice speech. It was a nice speech. I know there's a lot of fact checkers and people are kind of going back and forth, but I just want to say a few things. You know, he's our president, and there's a lot riding on him being our president. There's a lot riding on his approach to the COVID pandemic. There's a lot riding on how the world sees us and how world leaders see us. And I'm not a Democratic strategist or a Republican strategist, but as a doctor and as American, I got a couple opinions here. So he gave a speech yesterday. I thought it was a good speech. You know, the shorter the better. It was interesting. I started watching it on CNN, and then I flipped it to Fox News. And Fox News, if I could give any advice to Fox News, apparently Biden's speech was supposed to end sooner than it did. And I guess the headline is, was something to the effect of Biden's speech is still going on, should have ended already, Tucker Carlson will be on any minute. And so I kind of thought that was funny because, you know, we, it's almost like people were panicking that the president's speech is going on longer. I think it's only about 25 minutes. If I was advising him based on some of the things and some of the criticism he's been having in terms of some of his oration skills, I would keep it short. Same thing with President Trump. I would also keep it short because the less he says, the less people grab and you know, make fun of him with and attack him with. So sometimes the shorter, the better. These long speeches lose us. I don't know if you guys ever watch the State of the Union. I do. And after a while, I start to fade out, and I just start to kind of look at what all the Congress people are doing. Is anybody listening? Is anybody checking their phone? You know, what's, your eyes just start to wander. And then you look and you see what the vice president is doing. Is the vice president awake? Right? What's the Speaker of the House doing? So you just kind of start to, you know, fade out. So I would keep it short and sweet. What I would have done if I was Joe Biden is give credit where credit's due. As a physician, I think what we have done in terms of the vaccine and created a vaccine within a year, actually we created a vaccine within months, started testing it within more months, been able to get phase 3 clinical trial data, get FDA approval in under a year. I don't like the name Operation Warp Speed, not a fan of that name, but I gotta tell you, that was pretty significant. And then, that thanks goes to the Trump administration. And then, the Biden administration, with their rollout, being able to support, I'm not sure how it's happening, but we're getting shots in, we're getting doses in, the rollout, it's not flawless, but man, we're having people, we're already having states saying, guys, whoever wants one that's over 18 or over 16 can come and get one. For us to be in mid-March, to be at the state where some states are already getting rollouts, I spoke to some patients earlier today saying, have you gotten the shot yet? And even though they aren't technically in that age group, they're going to be getting them next week. That is fantastic. So kudos to both President Biden and President Trump. Oh no, you can't thank Trump. You can't thank Biden. I did it. All right. I'm sorry. I think what has happened has been phenomenal. Now you could criticize Trump's original reaction to COVID. You could criticize Biden on him not giving credit where credit's due and taking credit. I don't care about that. But honestly, I want to see from the media, kudos to everybody involved. I'd also like to see the nursing staff, the hospitals who in the middle of fighting a pandemic had to roll out the vaccine. I'd like to see kudos to the shipping companies, to the companies that make the dry ice or make the cooling packages. I'd like to give kudos to the health department. There are some fantastic people. Jennifer Sizemore and all the crew at the Southern Nevada Health District, fantastic job these guys are doing getting the rollout of my neck of the woods. So well done. All right. So should he have, President Biden, it was really, really interesting. You know, people have been a little bit nervous about his looking a little bit more feeble. And you know, mind you, he's got a lot of eyes on him. Right? He's probably one of the oldest presidents that we've ever had that came into office. But for those of us that have followed Biden's career for the last 30 years, there is no doubt he doesn't have the stamina that he used to. And it is noticeable. For people who have never met him and never seen him, you know, Gen Zs are like, hey, looks cool guy. For those of us that are older, we could see the changes. But he did something yesterday which I wouldn't have done. and I wouldn't have recommended, but I understand he might be having some memory issues. He had a card. He always has a card with him. It's kind of his cheat sheet. Now, mind you, we've all had cheat sheets in school, right? Right? Something that we all like to have. We have a little cheat sheet going, oh, okay. So, now that's what that vocab word means. That's how you do the Krebs cycle. But he took out his cheat sheet on purpose to show everybody what his cheat sheet is. And he was reading off how many people died in the pandemic thus far. And he says that he has that card showing the most updated numbers. Now, that immediately to me made it look like, what's wrong with the speechwriter? He's doing beautifully. He did fine on the teleprompter. He looked solid. You know, I don't think he had any gaps, not that I was watching for it. I just wanted to look at content. He was reading from the teleprompter fine. I think the speechwriter could have just had the number in there. But I think what he wanted to do is to show everybody that he carried a card that had the number. But see, this is the problem. This is why I don't know who is advising or who's the strategist or who's choreographing all this. He had a bunch of other stuff on that card. And it wasn't just the numbers of how many people died, right? You know, he has a lot of notes. He has a crib sheet. And that's just not something you want to see your leader have. You know, all eyes are on our leader. You know, especially coming from Trump, it's a tough act to follow, because you have Trump basically with the attitude, if you're going to mess with us, we're going to bring the rain. And we know how to use it. And don't mess with us. Which is why we didn't have, you know, any terrorist attacks on our soil that I know of during the Trump administration. Biden has to follow that. And Biden has to exhibit and exude that same confidence, even that little bit of narcissism, and that strength that, you know, don't think I'm just a nice older guy. Okay, you mess with America, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. You try to affect our economy, you try to lab leak a virus and get us to close down our economy, not on my watch. That's what he needed to do. And he hasn't yet. And now, he looks like a nice guy. He's showing emotion. He's showing he cares. And that might really work for a lot of people. He really looks like a nice guy. And he looks like he does care. But I could just feel our adversaries go, all right, guys, let's move in. And so if I were his strategist, because there's a lot of pressure to have him do a press conference. Why is there so much pressure for him to answer questions from the press? One is people really want to know what's happening with their border. I don't know if you've seen the videos or the pictures coming in. There are people coming in droves. And so obviously people want to know what's going to happen to their jobs, what's going to happen to COVID. We are going to have another COVID surge. Right? Even though the numbers are going to be hopefully way better than they've ever been, we have people coming in that aren't getting screened and are coming in droves. So yes, our COVID cases are going to surge, especially since Mexico's having a surge. But what he needs to do is, if I was a Democratic strategist and on his team, and I didn't think he was going to be ready for prime time and the hits that reporters are going to give him, because this is the reporter's chance to show if he has all his mental acumen and coherencies about him, is then do a panel. Have his first press conference and do it soon with a panel. And I would practice with Joe and say, look, okay, if you get stuck, kick the person next to you. Okay, you got long enough legs to do the 6 feet thing to go ahead and answer. And so I think him being, I don't think he's ready for that. And I think that is intimidating for those of us that start to kind of lose some of our memory and able to speak. Have him at least with a panel discussion. Talk about COVID. Have Lenski Fauci next to him, and then he can answer a question but not be the brunt of all of it. But he's going to have to ease into a press conference because he doesn't look ready and people are watching. 1-877-DOC-BELL.
I
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing criticism and perhaps legal action over a nursing home policy that her administration put in place in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Initially, patients who tested positive for COVID were placed in the same nursing facility with patients who did not have the COVID. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido is expected to announce an effort to prosecute Whitmer for her nursing home policy. Whitmer said she remains proud of her team's overall response to the coronavirus. South Dakota moved to legalize medical marijuana after a dispute between the House and Senate to delay the process. Because of the dispute, initiated Measure 46 will take place July 1st, 2021, and will legalize the use of medical marijuana. Governor Kristi Noem, the Republican from South Dakota, said she is concerned about the provisions that allow people to grow marijuana at home, as there is no cap on the number of plants. About 70% of voters in 2020 elections were in favor of legalizing medical and recreational marijuana. USA Radio News. COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and death numbers have been dropping across the nation. Another state is lifting COVID-19 restrictions on its citizens. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings.
The Republican governor making the announcement on Thursday, saying though people are encouraged to wear a mask depending on their circumstances. He also reminds everyone,
COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part. You can still, and you're even encouraged, to wear a mask depending on your circumstances.
11 U.S. states never had a mask mandate for its citizens throughout the entire COVID-19 pandemic. 7 states have recently dropped the mask mandate in favor of local compliance. The COVID-19 virus was released into the world from Wuhan, China. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that Cliff Simon, best known for his role in Stargate SG-1, has died in a tragic kiteboarding accident at the age of 58. This happened in Topanga Beach, California. He's a South African actor who was known as the villain Baal in the series. He was born in Johannesburg. He was a competitive swimmer, an Olympic hopeful, and he went into acting. And he was only 58 years old and I don't have a lot of details, but it was a kite-boarding accident. And so we'll keep you posted on that, but it's very, very crushing. So I'm sorry for those of you that are fans. It's hard to see somebody that you watch, somebody that's athletic, somebody that's keeping their body fit, getting exercise, enjoying nature, to unfortunately have an accident such as that. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The entire Democratic New York Senate delegation is now calling on Governor Cuomo to resign. We are now being told there have 30 women come forward. According to Daily Mail, 30 women have now complained about his bullying and sexual harassment. AOC and Jerry Nadler are leading 13 out of the 19 congressional Democrats to resign. This is coming months after he won an Emmy and was idolized, and people were saying he was handsome and, you know, he was a hero at how he approached the COVID pandemic. I tell you, the bigger you are, the harder the fall. So Jerry Nadler and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are among 12 state Democrats demanding Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. Nadler claimed that Cuomo had, quote, lost the confidence of the people of New York in a statement issued Friday. And then the 12 representatives issued statements on Friday and joined Kathleen Rice of Long Island, who has been Cuomo, to step down, asking him to step down as of last week. New York Senators Chuck Schumer, Kristen Gillibrand, President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris have not yet called for him to quit, but have voiced support for the accusers and an investigation into the claims being led by State Attorney General Letitia James. You know, this is interesting. You know, a shakeup such as this, when we have the COVID pandemic, yes, the numbers are going down, but I am very, very cautious because we're having a lot of changes at the border. We're having a lot of spring break festivities, which I'm fine with. You know, you guys want a party on spring break, I'm not here to stop that. I get our kids are done. They are done. And unfortunately, they could do some unfortunate behavior if they think that the end is coming or they're not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to, you know, enjoy themselves or live out their youth. You know, it's youth is wasted on the young. And they've been hearing us older folks say that. And they're like, well, then fine, but you know what? I'm only young for a small amount of time, and I'm looking at you, Mom. I'm looking at you, Dad. We're going to enjoy life. And so I'm looking at cases spiking in multiple countries. I'm really watching Mexico. I'm watching Mexico like a hawk. And I'm watching Brazil. And I'm watching the southern border, or southern hemisphere cases rising. And unfortunately, you know, as we, not southern hemisphere, South Africa, or I'm sorry, South America, this is a Friday. This is what happens, it's a Friday. And I am concerned as we are loosening up the borders and people are coming in, the COVID cases are going to rise again. And you have multiple states saying, you know, if you don't want to wear the mask, we're not going to force it. If you want to wear the mask, wear the masks. But here we are with New York. And to change the governor now, it's a big deal. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame this all didn't come sooner. But I mean, if you know, this was happening, and if this was, unfortunately, you know, a behavior that Governor Cuomo had, it's really a shame that this wasn't addressed early on, that it took all these women coming forward. And boy, was that pretty gutsy. But, you know, many have asked, you know, why does he need to step down? You know, and let's say he is a player. Let's say he is a flirt, and he's inappropriate, and because it's aggressive, it is intrusive, and it's an abuse of power. And in America, we don't want people abusing their power. We call them out on it. And to me, the sexual harassment is huge, but it's trying to overshadow what happened with the nursing home deaths. A bully should not be in office. And this might be why some Republicans wanted Trump out of office. Trump was a bully, too. We might have liked some of what he did in office. We might have hated what he did in office. But he was a bully. Biden doesn't look like a bully, but I think he has that ability in him, too. I mean, if you're president and you want something your way, and, you know, you tell your side, you know, if this doesn't happen, there'll be hell to pay for the party. Trust me, bullying happens all the time. But he has lost the confidence of the people in New York. If they think he lied, if they think he's lying, you have a state that has really struggled economically, and they are not doing well. And they're barely opening up New York City, and they're barely opening up restaurants and starting to come back and move to capacity. And you have somebody that you have been asked to trust and make decisions with your family members' lives, and he's making these random arbitrary rules, forcing nursing homes to take people in. And the nursing home administrators were worried about that. But when you have a formidable force such as your governor saying this is what you need to do, you know, it's unfortunately overwhelming. So, you know, does he go? Is this the time for him to go? If these allegations are all true, he still gets his day in court, but a lot of people are asked to resign before they get their day in court and before they're allowed to prove they're innocent. What if he's innocent? What if he's innocent with all of this? Should he still step down? How I look at it, we have some still major hurdles coming our way. Whether you live in New York, whether you live in Nevada, whether you live in California. And Governor Newsom goes to dinner at a French restaurant, spends, what, $15,000 on a bar tab? I don't know what he did. Right? Yeah, and people want him recalled. And some people are like, really? Well, all he did, so he what? He went to dinner and went to a restaurant. It's bigger than that. Okay, you want us to trust you with putting our careers on the line, putting our financial futures on the line, putting our lives on the line. And if this is what you're doing and this is how you're acting, and these are the decisions you're making, you can't lead. Does our leader have to be a saint and the most, you know, most ethical person ever? I'd love that. I would love that. That's why people, you know, follow the Pope. That's why people follow our rabbis or our sheikhs or whatever. But when it comes to, you know, leading their state, and they're basically president of their state. And if you have women that said you were inappropriate and you groped and you did this and you're lying about it and we don't feel safe around you and we feel forced, it's not a democracy, it's a dictatorship when you're governor, no. That means he is not fulfilling that office to what he was elected to do, allegedly. And again, he has his day in court. But at this point, you know, if people want him to resign and he doesn't have the trust, I don't see how he could stay in office. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So an Illinois Arby's restaurant has been linked to 100 norovirus cases. That's not good. In fact, the restaurant now is temporarily closed for deep cleaning and employee training. So Arby's is, we got the meat. We got the meat. I don't know. I remember Arby's had real roast beef. What wasn't it, right? What did they have, like, roast that pulled out of the oven and they would, I don't remember the courses. I never really liked Arby's because, you know, we got to eat out fast food. I always wanted McDonald's. I wasn't going to waste my one rare chance to have fast food at Arby's. I'm like, I want McDonald's. I love McDonald's as a kid. But an Illinois Arby's restaurant had to temporarily close this week after nearly 100 people were sickened after eating there. Local health officials said 92 cases of norovirus have been linked to the restaurant on Dirksen Parkway in Springfield, Illinois. Now, what is norovirus? Well, it's a virus that we've seen on cruise ships. It can spread pretty quickly. The cruise ship then becomes the SS Stinky because people get stomach pain, vomiting, diarrhea, and it is very contagious. It can be transmitted via direct contact with an infected person. If you consume contaminated food or water, if you touch contaminated surfaces and touch your mouth with unwashed hands. But this is something that's blown my mind about norovirus. You know, we talk about oral fecal route, where something that came from somebody's fecal area somehow gets into your oral area, but I've seen people almost get this like you would get a respiratory cold. Now, you don't spread it technically by respiratory droplets, but it is so contagious that if you stand next to somebody with this, I've seen people get it. Now, whenever you do take a cruise, I don't know if you've ever taken a cruise, there's always somebody standing there with hand sanitizer, so you're hand sanitizing throughout the whole time. There are people always constantly cleaning. In fact, when COVID came, a lot of cruise ships are like, guys, we got this. We already clean and sanitize everything because of norovirus. So cruise ships were actually pretty well equipped to deal with coronavirus. It's just, you got stuck on the cruise ship and you couldn't get off, and you were not allowed to come back home and see your pets and see your family and get back to work. So a lot of people were afraid to go on a cruise. But the health department records showed that an inspector visited the Arby's on March 1 following a complaint. The restaurant shut down on Monday for deep cleaning and employee training at the recommendation of the San Gabon County health officials, the Journal Register reported, and the source management is taking it seriously. 100 people getting sick. Now, to prevent the spread, we recommend, obviously, hand washing, rinsing your fruits and vegetables, thoroughly cooking shellfish, staying home when you're sick at least 2 days after symptoms stop. See, a lot of people say, you know what, the diarrhea is easing up, I can go back to work. You're supposed to still stay home for a good couple days because you're still spreading it. And then, don't be preparing food for others when you're sick. Now, they say this wasn't the first time, according to Fox News, that Arby's closed over this issue. It had just reopened a week earlier after shutting down in February for 40 people suffering food poisoning from eating there. That's according to WAND. So obviously this restaurant has an issue. And, you know, we talk a lot about business and we talk about franchises. And franchise, I'll talk a little bit more about that because I own a couple Supercuts and I'll tell you why I went into that probably in the next hour. But the one, when we were looking at investments, this was pre-COVID, I wanted to avoid food like the plague. Because even though these franchises do very well and they make a lot of money, you need to, I don't want to say micromanage, but you need to be, you need to have that place managed so well that anybody coming out of the bathroom that didn't wash their hands doesn't touch that food. Anybody that sneezes or, you know, touches their face or scratches their forehead, or touches their nose and touches the food, that manager has to be on it. And as a physician, you know, we talked about how physicians need to be 100% all the time. It's exhausting. And when it comes to food, me as a physician, I'd want to be there watching, saying, look, see, you can't do that, you can't do that. And there's a lot of things we do that we don't realize we do. I touch my face all the time and I don't realize it. If you ask me how many times do I touch my face throughout the day, I'd say only once to put on my makeup in the morning and once to wash off my makeup at night. No way! I am wrong. I'm putting a mask on, I'm taking the mask off, I'm scratching my nose, I'm picking food out of my teeth, I'm putting food up to my mouth. You don't think about that. So to run a restaurant, you need to be very diligent. So apparently they said this, there was reports of food poisoning in the week of February 15th and over the weekend. The other thing too also is, I had written a piece on this where a lot of foodborne illnesses and outbreaks at these restaurants rose very similarly to when marijuana was legalized. Now, does marijuana cause foodborne illness? No. But if many people are able to legally smoke and they come to work and they might be a little bit under the influence, they might not be that judicious and that religious about washing their hands. Excuse me, or about all the little techniques you need to do. You know, one business owner said, Dr. Dahlia, I want the masks and social distancing to continue, not because I'm pro-mask and I'm afraid of the virus, but my staff is doing what they're supposed to. Now, what he meant by that is he had asked his staff to clean off the tables, the restaurant tables, and clean off the booths after every person. Oh, I was a waitress. I would not see anybody or let the hostess know that that booth was ready or that table was ready until I checked the chairs, until I checked the table, and I made sure it was clean. That's on me if I'm going to be the waitress and the food server. So these are things I was doing 20-some years ago. 25 years ago. And COVID is, and the new restrictions, mind you, I think they're still very debilitating to the average economy and the average restaurant and business owner. But it does, these protocols now are things that kind of employees were supposed to do the whole time. You know how afraid we would be with when you saw a salt shaker that had food on it or ketchup smeared and you're like, did somebody take a bite of the burger? And then they wanted to add ketchup and they dropped the ketchup on top of the burger that they bit. Those things that were on tables carry germs anyway. So a lot of employers, I think, are thinking, look, you know, you're going to still do what you're doing. I want you to clean the instruments, you know, that you use for haircuts. You're going to still wipe off the tables. You're going to clean off the menus. I would clean the menus. But you know what? We were told to clean the menus at night. That was some of our side work was getting the dressings ready, some was food prep, some was cleaning the menus. So the hostess was supposed to clean the menus after each use, but many times when you're busy, you grab the menus, you know, us food servers would bring the menus back, we would take the menus, bring them up to the hostess, give it to them. If they were busy, they want to wipe them off, and then they use them for the next group of people. So, you know, what we're seeing with COVID might be the masks and the social distancing and the cleaning might be here to stay, because once we start to loosen that up, now you have foodborne illness and you have cases of food poisoning. And we want to trust the food we're eating. Everybody's all panicked about COVID, getting COVID from food. Yeah, I can see how that's scary, but man, I do not want norovirus. That diarrhea is vicious. I've seen people die from that stuff. That virus takes over and you just keep dumping. By the way, there are medicines for nausea. I like ginger ale and Coca-Cola and things like that, but you got to be very careful with the diarrhea, because sometimes for every day you take the diarrhea medication, it slows down that virus from getting out of you. But you also don't want to dehydrate, so it's a fine line. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOMY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to 4
800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.